This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. If Carl Ruggles had not existed, someone would have probably invented him, and that work of fiction would have been ridiculed as wildly improbable. He was the archetype of the cranky Yankee, irascible and often unfriendly even to his close associates, with an ugly streak of racism and antisemitism. He was mostly self-taught as a composer, and he rarely seemed to take any joy in his chosen profession. His reputation as one of the most original and important voices in 20th century American music rests on exactly 10 pieces, only one of which is heard with any sort of regularity in the concert hall. Ruggles is often mentioned together with his slightly older friend Charles Ives. They share what used to be called, with admiration, Yankee individualism, and both were uncompromising figures, as disdainful of the mainstream as it was of them. Ives, though, had a genius for life insurance comparable to his genius for music, and it made him a prosperous man who could protect his tender artistic ego by pretending that composing was an eccentric's hobby. Ruggles scraped together an irregular sort of living from playing the violin, engraving, teaching, conducting, and private patronage, and struggled over his compositions, endlessly editing and rewriting them to bring them as close to perfection as he knew how. The differences between Ives and Ruggles also showed up in their music. Ruggles has none of Ives's folksiness, occasional sentimentality, and goofy humor. He was not a quoter or a collage artist. Critic Wilfred Mellors wrote, "The eclecticism of Ives' technique is part of his immediacy, his awareness of his environment. Ruggles, on the other hand, is neither eclectic nor profuse. In a long life, he has written and rewritten again and again only a handful of works, and they are in a style as consistent as Ives' music is protean and inconsistent. This style is comparable with and related to one aspect only of Ives' music, the freely evolving non-tonal polyphony in which he expressed both his freedom from the past and his desire for identity with nature. From Ruggles' music, all those tune-filled, rhythm-dominated, harmonically ordered conventions which approximate to the values of society are rigorously banished. His is a dedicated art, and it is dedicated to the integrity of his own spirit." End quote. Carl Ruggles was born Charles Ruggles in East Marion, Massachusetts in 1876. His family was well off, though after his mother died, his father is said to have gambled away most of the family's wealth, and young Charles was raised by his grandmother. He had begun violin lessons at age 4 and published his first compositions in his early 20s. In addition to his various musical activities, he was also a well-respected painter, and the sale of his artworks helped keep him afloat when his music couldn't. Ruggles started calling himself Carl when he was a teenager, in part out of admiration for the German composers he was studying, and it stuck, although he never legally changed his name. He destroyed most of his early pieces, so it's hard to follow his development as a composer, but he eventually settled into a style derived from the 12-tone system of Arnold Schoenberg. Ruggles would group notes into classes in which no note and no class could be repeated until all had been used. His friend Charles Seeger called it dissonant counterpoint, and it is as difficult and rigorous a system as has ever been invented, much like Ruggles himself. Ruggles' best known and most performed work by far is Sun Treader, which he wrote in 1931. The title comes from Robert Browning's poem in praise of Percy Shelley, Pauline, "Sun Treader, light and life be thine forever." Ruggles typically was not interested in Shelley, but what did interest him was the imagery of giant steps in Browning's phrase, and that is how Sun Treader opens, with striding brass over pounding kettle drums. The music alternates between the powerful and the mystical. With waves of the one building, sometimes to crashing climaxes, and then dissolving into washes of the other. The Sun Treader theme appears four times in the piece at the opening of each of its four sections. In the central section, the piece comes to almost a dead stop, twice. Then rebuilds, slowly, beginning with the strings, with the rest of the orchestra joining in several waves of dense, almost fugue-like passages. This is the dissonant counterpoint that Charles Seeger was referring to. Bach might not have understood the aesthetic, but he would have appreciated the architecture. The Sun Treader theme returns to set up the last section. There are more mystical episodes. And the rising waves push the motion inexorably forward. The Sun Treader returns one last time to lead us toward the conclusion. When the two worlds finally collide. Even if Carl Ruggles had written just this one piece, it would have cemented his reputation as a truly original musical thinker. His vision was uncompromising, and that is why his output was so small. If he had written more, if he had sacrificed quality for quantity, he might not have been the American maverick that he was. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.